Day 3 of the Virginia Film Festival. I am Sean McCord, and sitting across from Derek Young.
Anyway, my name is Derek Young, and this is my second feature film, Midnight Matinee Psycho.
Midnight Matinee Psycho, your second film. We'll get back to that in a minute. But Midnight Matinee Psycho screens tonight at nearly midnight, Saturday night at 11:45 in Regal 3. I understand that they didn't schedule it for midnight because they're afraid people might get confused as to whether that was Saturday night or Sunday night. So it's 11:45 Saturday night.
But officially, because of the way that I have the movie set up with the intro and the trailers before it, by the time that stuff gets through, the real movie will start at midnight.
At midnight. Now, it's a real sign of a cult film. I certainly remember in my college days, we would love to go midnight screenings of films, you know, and then we'd get out at, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning, and hit whatever place we could find that was still open and get some food and talk about the films. And so your film is kind of a celebration of that. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, it's a grindhouse style film. With the colors and the way that I got it set up, you get the feel of the 70s and the 80s the whole way through it. I actually have some cult stars from some of those films.
Yeah, tell me about
cameoed
that.
In this.
Tell us about some of your cameos.
Well, I have Victor Miller, who wrote the screenplay for the original Friday the 13th. I have Ari Lehman, who was the very first Jason Voorhees in that Friday the 13th. So I actually reunite them on screen for the first time in 30 years. Then I have Paul Madman Mars Ehlers, who did the special introduction. And Tom Candela, who played Richie in the movie Madman and actually called out Mars. I got their first appearance together in 30 years as well. And then I have Eric Morris, who wrote the Camp Crystal Lake novels in 95. I have Sal Lazard, who is the Vampire Santa in the film Vampire Santa, coming out next year.
Vampire Santa, I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's something you'll have to look up, man, because it's going to be real fun to watch. Then I also have Mike Holman from MTV's Jackass. I have Mike Christopher, the Hare Krishna zombie from Dawn of the Dead. And then I also have a couple indie actors, Michelle Shields, Terrence Muncie. Terrence Muncie is actually a director that I got to do a little piece for one of the promo trailers at the beginning. And it's just a real fun film. It's got kind of like four storylines in it outside of the trailers. You get to watch movies inside of the movie. Then you have everything that's going on with the killer.
Now, the movies inside the movie, are those trailers that you also made?
No, those are actual movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all except for one. One is a trailer for my next project. But one of them is this movie called The Vampires of Zanzibar, which you can actually go watch in its entirety on YouTube now. And then the other is the actual movie that the guy's making in the movie, which is my first feature, Family Property. So you get to see a little piece of that. And you have your killings that are happening at the theaters.
Right. So the title is Midnight Matinee Psycho. And I think the title pretty much explains itself. But tell us what the plot is. Tell us what's going on at these midnight matinee screenings.
Well, I can't tell too much because I don't want anybody to figure out the killer until till they do. But you kind of get a sense of it from the beginning. But in the beginning, you hear of this man getting killed by a robber during a midnight matinee. And basically, years later, the cops still have not done anything about it. So basically, that guy's kid, or kids, I should say, have a plot on how to repay them for not doing nothing about their father's death. Then outside of that, you get into all the things that are happening at the movie theater, but you leave that world to go into, at the movie theater, our two main characters meet. One's working there, one's going to a screening, and they end up falling in love, and you have their romance story. At the same time, the guy's trying to become a filmmaker, and he's an actor. And the woman ends up having a lot of problems with it after they get married, but still kind of tries to support him. And the there's a whole other plot that deals with me. I'm the son of the guy that's making the film. And I know something's wrong with my stepmom. I don't like her. I believe she's a total wench. And me and my buddy are actually in the movie plotting a way to kill her and get rid of her. So it's kind of fun because you got to keep up with all the little different stories.
So I'm talking to director Derek Young of Midnight Matinee Psycho. I say director, but also clearly you're in the movie. You put yourself in the movie.
Well, I'm in every film I work on. Either way, just because I started out acting. Mm-hmm. That's my main thing. I started out acting. I sat back and I said, man, I'd love to be on the other side. I'd love to get my vision out because I've got some great ideas. So after, you know, doing a few shorts with one of my good friends for a while, we kept working on movie ideas that kept falling through. And I finally just said, you know what? We got this location. I sat down and wrote a screenplay. I did my first film. He turned his back on me because I went and did a project without him, because every time we would try to do something, it would fall through. And I got tired of waiting, so I just went forward.
So what's the location you were talking about? Where was principal photography, as we say?
Well, principal photography for Midnight Matinee Psycho took place in Martinsville, a little bit in Collinsville, which is part of the same county. I shot some in Franklin County, which is my hometown, and I shot some in Roanoke, Virginia as well.
Just remind people who haven't been listening to these podcasts, we're in the back of a restaurant.
We're sitting right beside the bar, so you're hearing the cooler right now, and I'm going to have to tell them to either shut it off or fill it full of moonshine.
Now, a lot of these stars that you were talking about who do cameos in the film, they didn't come to Martinsville, Virginia, so you had another unit doing photography somewhere
else. Well, it's funny. All of the stars actually went to somebody they knew that filmed movies and asked them, can you do this? They got them there. They set up everything. They shot it all and sent it to me.
Excellent. And so you took this footage that you had never seen. And you integrated it into the film. I imagine that took some rewriting.
Well, it took some rerouting of things. I had to do some color correction to make everything match. But where I made it grindhouse, I sat down and threw in some fill grain. Actually, when you watch it, you don't believe it was shot on video. There's no way you don't think it really was, because it doesn't look like anything that's shot on video today. So it's pretty cool.
So the film is Midnight Matinee Psycho. It airs Saturday night, screens tonight, at 11:45. You brought it to the Virginia Film Festival. Have you shown this around elsewhere? Have you shown it in Martinsville?
Actually, I haven't shown it in Martinsville. I've shown it at two horror conventions. One of which, PJ Souls, who also cameoed in the film for me, sat with me through the entire screening. And I was nervous. I was nervous the entire time because it was the first screening period. Of course, it wasn't like a premiere screening. You know, it was a little private screening at a convention. There was about 25 people in there. And
apparently they really like your film.
Yeah, apparently, right? But there's about 25 people in there. I got a round of applause at the end of it. Actually, I had a couple of the actors there, and they actually got asked to pose for some pictures and things after the movie was over with. So that was real fun. And then PJ was talking to Jay LaRose from Saw afterwards, and she mentioned to him that she believes with some more experience in the film world, I could be the next Quentin Tarantino.
Wow. That's quite something to hear.
Yeah, well, it blew my mind.
Perhaps we will see you back here at the Virginia Film Festival in a few years with your own big budget feature studio.
Well, actually, I'm never going to use a studio. I don't care how much they want to pay me. I'll never shoot in a studio.
You like this independence.
It's kind of like George Romero said at a Q&A panel that I sat in with him. He said, you can give me all the lavishes in the world, but if you take away my creativity, you're ruining me and my movie. And frankly, I don't want anybody taking away my say-so on what I'm doing. So I'll continue to raise money to do projects as cheap as I can, but do them as good as I can and put my heart in every last piece of it, because if my heart's not in the project, I'm not going to be happy with it. And if too many studio people are telling me I can't do this or I can't do that, it's going to take away the love that I have for what I'm doing.
Well, a director who wants to be the next Quentin Tarantino and George Romero is Derek Young. His movie is Midnight Matinee Psycho. It screens Saturday night at 11:45 at the Regal 3. Derek, thank you for coming by. We'll see you around.
I appreciate it, man. You have a good one now.
All right, I'm looking forward to your film.